Where do you find the best country, bluegrass, and gospel music on the internet? NBRN.FM. 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 Your home for internet radio. All day, every day. Every day. You're listening to Real Country Legends with R.B. Renegade. Real Country Legends, where the past is never forgotten.
Well, you ask me if I've gone crazy and lost my mind, or needing to let go of you. But the time has come to say it's done and make a brand new start. I haven't lost my mind, I found my heart. You always thought I'd be the perfect man for you. I've been trying to make your dream come true. I can't stay another day, and it's tearing me apart. I haven't lost my mind, I found my heart. My heart is telling me it's time for honesty. And honestly, it's time for me to live a life that's mine. It'll be okay. Our worlds won't fall apart. I haven't lost my mind, I found. To live a life that's mine, it'll be okay. Our worlds won't fall apart. I haven't lost my mind, I found my heart. No, I haven't lost my mind, found my heart.
Today, my guest is someone whose name many listeners may not readily recognize, but will definitely be remembered after hearing his story. This show is about country legends, and for every legend, there are great songs to sing and great musicians playing alongside of them. My guest has been a huge part of the success of many country legends over the years as a songwriter and as a musician. It is my pleasure to welcome Larry Patton to Real Country Legends. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
So how's the weather down in Nashville today? It's pretty hot up here in the Northeast. I hear it's been pretty hot there as well.
It's been really hot here. This morning's a little cool. It's a little overcast, but I haven't seen a forecast. I didn't get in till about 3 o'clock this morning, so I haven't been up and around too long.
Now, you're originally from Beeville, Texas, which is just around the San Antonio area, but sounds like you've been playing music just about all your life from the time you were very, very young.
I was born into a musical family, actually. My mom and all her brothers and sisters all played, they had country bands, fiddle players and singers, and it was one of my mom's sisters who taught me to play guitar about when I was about 7 years old, so I've been hooked ever since.
Wow. Now, you were in the Army, and you got released in 69, and you returned to your home area, and you really started to work more aggressively around that time. Is that right?
I did. Yeah, I did. I played, of course, through junior high school and high school, and then actually in the Army, I worked some for USO, and we did some stuff locally. I was stationed in Germany for about a year, and we played around there some. And then when I came back home, I was a welder, and I did that for a few months and realized that it wasn't something I wanted to keep doing the rest of my life. So one day I just went in and told a guy I was quitting, and he said, "Well, you got another welding job?" And I said, "No, I don't know where I'm going, but it's not going to be this." So I just went and started going to the music stores and all the country music shows and asking around, and pretty soon I got a job.
Oh, that's great. Now, one of the biggest names you probably work with, and the list of those you have worked with is a who's who, but Willie Nelson comes to mind. Tell us a little bit about your time with Willie.
Well, with Willie, see, I grew up in San Antonio, actually, which is about 30 miles from Beeville. Beeville is there was a naval base there. It was a little bitty town, and we actually moved to San Antonio, and I grew up on the east side of San Antonio. There was a man who had a band called the Mission City Playboys, and I liked one of his little daughters, lived on the corner, and she kept saying her dad had a real band, a honky-tonk band. And so later, when I got out of the Army and I went back to work and started playing locally around the area, I found out that Johnny Bush, who wrote Whiskey River, and Willie Nelson were in her dad's band at that time. And a good friend of mine, B. Spears, who still plays bass with Willie after all these years, had decided to go to work with Waylon. This was around 1972, so I went to work with Willie while he was gone. I didn't work but about a year with Willie, but that's worth 10 years right there.
Now, a list of, just for my listeners here, during the 70s, you worked with people such as Barbara Fairchild, Mel Street, Billy Crash Craddock, Red Steagall, Connie Smith, Ernest Tubb, who we just did a feature on this show a couple of weeks ago, and one of my former guests on Real Country Legends, Freddie Hart, a sweetheart of a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Sweetheart. He always said, "I'd like to put you all in my pocket and take you home with me." he's like a karate teacher for the L.A. Police Department or something, but he was just like the sweetest guy in the world.
Now, we're focused, and we've talked about some of the folks you've played with now, but let's focus on your music. You've been a songwriter for a number of years. You've written lots of songs. Do you have one in particular that you may be more proud of than any others, or did anything come to mind?
They're kind of like your children. You kind of like, you get close to all of them, the ones that you actually let the public hear. Out of 10 songs you write, people hear, there's probably 1,000 that nobody will hear. But it's just a real honor to get people like Carl Perkins or Flying Burrito Brothers or Willie Nelson or any of those people to record your music. It's always a real kick in the, it makes you feel like you may be doing something.
Absolutely. Now, you've recorded your own music, and in the 90s, you recorded a few albums. Tell us about that.
Well, in the 90s, I've always recorded my own stuff, even all the way back in the early 70s. I did some stuff at RCA on a label called Stop. Of course, my stuff went out there, and that's exactly what it did. It stopped. It was an appropriate name for the label. I thought they should have called it Go or something. But and then in the 90s, of course, I worked with the Flying Burrito Brothers and got to do several CDs with them on Grateful Dead label and a couple of other independent labels, and got to do duets with Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and Charlie Lubin and Oak Ridge Boys, Delbert McClinton, just in the right place at the right time, very exciting.
Now, in the late 90s and the early new millennium, you were doing a lot of touring overseas, Sweden and Norway, and I understand that you're just getting ready to do that again.
Yeah, we are. We have this new album, A Strange Night, that's just coming out. It's just been released to the radio a couple of weeks ago, and I understand it's doing real good. A label out of Canada called Breakin' Records, and me and a tour mate of mine, Don Graham, are leaving. Actually, I'm leaving Sunday to meet up with him in Toronto on Monday, and we're going to Norway for a week, and then we're going to Ireland, and we're going to Austria, and do some record promotion stuff and a few little festivals and concerts, and it'll just be a lot of fun.
Wow, that's great. Now, I understand that you're working closely with Sandy Graham with Entertainment Music Group and also Keith Bradford with Keith Bradford Promotions to work on all of this. Is that right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, Keith is real instrumental in getting our stuff out there to radio, and he's a sweetheart of a guy, too. And
absolutely. We're all very proud of Keith on NBRN. Now, something I want to direct folks to go to your website. Why don't you tell folks about your website, where they can find you, because you've got an extremely interesting website.
Well, it's actually LarryPattonMusic.com, and it just takes you to a spot that gives you many options. If you stay in this business long enough, you have a lot of options. So there's websites for the new album and several other albums. I say albums, I'm showing my age, but they're, and it'll direct you to even the band I had in high school called the Catalinas, and had a group called Larry and the Darrells, you know, my other brother Darrell, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So LarryPattonMusic.com is where you can go to get everything you never wanted to know.
Now, I was talking to the fellows at the NBRN station, and you visit them lately, and one thing they said to me is that you've got to talk to Larry because he's just got a lot of great stories, and you actually share some of those on your website, and I really encourage folks to go by, but I was wondering if you could just share one that I particularly found very, very interesting as I read. It was a special Opry moment that occurred, including the McCartneys.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was, I think that was 74, because the new Opry House had just opened, and Paul McCartney was in town recording a Sally G album in Nashville, using a bunch of Nashville musicians. And him and his wife at the time, Linda, came out to the Opry backstage, and I happened to be there working with Ronnie Millsap. And, of course, they came backstage, and they were both dressed in white suits, dressed alike. You know, it was really amazing. Everybody backstage, including me, was in awe. And so they sent a note out to Roy Acuff, who was emceeing the show, that Paul McCartney and his wife are back there and just wanted to come out and say hello. So after that, you know, Roy says, okay, folks, we got a special guest here. We want to bring him out right now. It's Paul. It's Paul. Well, it's one of them Beatle fellows and his lovely wife. You know, of course, when he comes out, everybody knows who he is, and he gets a standing ovation, and the crowd roars for several minutes. And when the crowd calms down, the first thing Roy Acuff said is, well, you boys haven't done much since the band broke up, have you? And he said, well, actually, he said, I'm in town recording a new album with some of my friends here in Nashville, and you know, I've been working some, he said. And so Roy Acuff says, well, you know, I don't have any of your records, you boys' records, but my son, he's got all your records. And he said, well, that's all right, Mr. Acuff, I don't have any of your records either. And so he said, well, who is your favorite country music singer? And he said, Kitty Wells. And so everybody was amazed at that, but he said his favorite country singer was Kitty Wells. And of course, you know, it drug on a while, which you had to be there, kind of, but it was actually a very funny moment at the Opry with Roy Acuff.
I can imagine. Something that couldn't even be rehearsed. It would just be that special at the moment.
Right. Yeah. only Roy Acuff could tell Paul McCartney they hadn't done much since the band broke up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Larry, it has been a real pleasure to have you on Real Country Legends today. I hope my audience will definitely check out your website, which is www.larrypattonmusic.com. And there's just a great amount of information on there. We're playing your songs today and featuring you today on Real Country Legends. So I appreciate you taking the time, and thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, RB. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I don't need you to run my business, and I don't need you heading south, and I don't need your false accusations. Are those lying stories coming from your mouth? I did live, did do, do, live, did do, do, do. You're not who I thought you were in the beginning. You're not what I thought you were until now. But it don't take long for lies to come together and all your foolish schemes to be found out. And I don't need you to run my business, and I don't need you heading south, and I don't need your false accusation. Are those lying stories coming from your mouth? You're not what I thought you were until now. But it don't take long for lies to come together and all your secret schemes to be found out. No, I don't need you to run my business, and I don't need you heading south, accusation. Are those lying stories coming from your mouth? A little bitty, little bitty.
You've been listening to Real Country Legends on NBRN. Join host RB Renegade every Sunday morning for more greats from the past. Until next week, let's keep on keeping it country. Keeping it country. Keeping it country.